Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Winter Nation guest hotline, Baltimore Banner Childs, what's up?
How you guys doing? Things have taken a bit of a dark turn since last I was on, but we'll keep going, right?
Well, we'll try to make it positive here for sure, but the weather might have an impact on the game. Who really knows? But, I mean, you're out there at practice. You get your half hour, certainly, and then you talk to the coaches. You get the locker room intel and inside access there. But, I mean, are you sensing a team that's teetering on disaster, at least from within? Or are they still confident that they can get this thing turned around? Even, I mean, they're still the odds on favorite, believe it or not, to win the division right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that, just based on the sheer mass of it. But I was talking to your colleague Cordell Woodland about this yesterday when we were in the locker room. The tone in there yesterday was actually, I thought, a little looser. Maybe it was the new guys coming in to some degree. I don't know. But it actually felt like, you know, maybe things had turned. Maybe there was some sense that they've hit rock bottom and they realize things are dire and they got to kind of come off the canvas now. I don't know. I mean, it's way too early to attribute anything much to that. But I did notice that. Whereas obviously, I mean, the atmosphere in the locker room after Sunday's game was catatonic. I mean, it was, you know, they knew how awful it was. Everybody knew how awful it was, and there were so few of sort of the veteran leaders of the team even there because they were all hurt. I mean, so it'll be interesting to see how they come out on Sunday, even if they're overmatched, you know, even if it's going to be a very difficult game for them to win. Do we at least see some, you know, change in spirit, some sense of, you know, some hint of life, some hint that when they come back from the bye and they have most of their team that they really could go on a run. I mean, that's kind of what I'll be looking for.
Now, Childs, are we going to see any changes in the lineup in the offensive line? Because I hope Filele, I think Filele needs a break, you know, and I would like Corey Bullock to go in there. What are you hearing? Anything, any lineup changes for the O-line?
I do not think we're going to see a lineup change on Sunday. I agree with you, Vinny. I would like to see them give Corey Bullock a shot and just see. I actually, for me, I would like to see him in place of Voorhees more than Filele. I actually think Filele has played better than Voorhees overall, especially as a pass blocker. I mean, I understand the fans have it in for Filele. I understand why his bad reps look about as bad as they could possibly be. I do think if you look at the totality of his work, at least on the pass blocking side of things, I don't think he's been terrible. I think he's been better than Voorhees. So if I'm making a lineup change, to me that's where I would make it. But I too would like to see what Bullock could do, and you know, does that shake things up a little bit? Because I mean their run blocking is just nowhere
horrendous
right now. I mean there's no positive spin to put on it. Obviously, if Ronnie's back, which I think that's what we would anticipate, given that he practiced twice last week and practiced yesterday. I mean, if he's close to 100%, that's obviously. I mean, he's a lot better than Noteboom, who was pretty bad on Sunday. But I mean, I'm with you. It's time to shake things up there.
Yeah, and the other thing, they get nothing from Payton. Nothing. You know, he gets knocked into the backfield. That's the problem, is the O-line's in the backfield. You know, and Henry can't ever get going. That's the biggest problem. I told Bob this yesterday. Lamar should ask for like $65-70 million now, you know, because they realized that, you know, when he wasn't in there, that pass protection and stuff. Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you certainly do see, you know, how much of an impact. I mean, I mean, obviously we know the things he does individually. We know the things he does as a passer, but I mean, he is the run game in a lot of ways too, right? I mean, it's the attention that he draws that, you know, creates so much for everybody else, including Henry. And I know we've talked about this before. I really do think that they've missed Ricard too. I mean, you know, he's not in there every down, but I mean, you know, just the physicality he brings on the front end of the running game. I mean, they just have not had that component to the team this year. I mean, that, you know, they always felt like they could fall back on bully ball. That was sort of their core identity. That, you know, when they were playing their best at the end of last season, they just trampled teams. And, you know, Ricard is a big part of that identity, and that's just not there right now. And they don't have anybody else like that.
Now, we going to get any of the five unhealthy guys back?
Who are we counting as the unhealthy guy? I mean, I think half of them.
Lamar, Roquan, Awuzie, Ricard.
Marlon.
Harbaugh did imply yesterday that there would be some guys back. Whether he was just talking about Hamilton and Ronnie, I don't know. I would think Awuzie would be a possibility. I think we're probably still looking at Chicago for Roquan, for Marlon, for Lamar. You know, Ricard, I mean, John explicitly said on Monday that, you know, the Chicago game is when they're hoping for Ricard. So that kind of leaves Awuzie as the one guy that we don't know for sure. And so, I mean, that would seem like the best possibility to me. I'd be surprised to see any of the other four.
Childs, does it seem like when you're out there listening to Harb talk, he seems like he takes a lot more shots at the offense, and then the defense, you know, we're going to be okay there. After watching film, I think we're going to be okay where they're 31st in every category or 32nd.
I mean, I have to think that some of that is just, it's just tactical, that, you know, he feels like Monken and the offense can take more hits, you know, publicly. I mean, he understands how down the fan base is on Zach Orr. I mean, you know, the calls to fire him have been getting louder and louder by the week. So, I mean, to me, that's just sort of tactical, you know, trying to give a little cover to the guy who's under the most heat. Whereas, you know, it wouldn't even surprise me if, you know, he sort of said to Todd Monken, you know, I'm gonna throw some darts your way, and you know it's gonna be your week to eat it a little bit. I mean, you know, not to say that the concerns he expressed about, you know, some of the play calling and, you know, their short yardage, I mean, I think those were real concerns.
Yes.
But, you know, as a head coach, you are playing the PR game too, and you know, so I think that's a part of it. But, you know, if they end up making a significant changes to the coaching staff in the bye week, I mean, it's going to be in the defensive staff. I mean, you know, I don't think we're going to see any big staff shakeup on the offensive side. So that's all I'd really read into that.
Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner. Ravens getting 7.5 right before the bye. Chicago comes in. They're playing better. Of course, worry about them when we have to. But what do you think? What's going on?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Prediction
for the game. Is it 1-5 going into bye and all sorts of angst for 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just hard for me to – I mean, given what we saw on Sunday, it's hard for me to logically come to a conclusion that with no Lamar, they can go toe-to-toe with this is a really good team coming to town. And, you know, could they have possibly overlooked this week if they – hadn't lost that 49ers game the way that they did? Maybe, but I mean, they need a win too. And I mean, it's a really good offense. I mean, you know, based on what we've seen, it's hard to imagine Stafford and Puka Nacua not going nuts against this defense. I mean, they just don't have the guys to sort of counter right now. Even if they have better ideas, and you know, even though they brought in some new players this week, I mean, they still are just missing so much of their talent core. And I just don't see it. I mean, you know, you would hope they put out more of a representative effort. I mean, that it's not, you know, I'm sure they don't want to be humiliated 2 weeks in a row, but man, it would be hard to pick them to win. So I'm going to pick the Rams by like a probably like a 10-point-ish margin.
There's Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner. Childs, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Childs.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
There's Childs Walker. We'll come back with a whip around. Caps started their season last night. Didn't go well. Mm-hmm. We'll get into all of that good stuff. There were, believe it or not, there were two college football games on a Wednesday. There's four tonight. Check your local listings. It's a pretty cool stuff happening this day. Colts and Orioles history. Not so much for the Ravens, though. Today's October the 9th, believe it or not. It's Vinny Hady Nolan. Total Request Thursday here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.